will be at DART at Mockingbird Station from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. this Tuesday.
Oh, that fell to him, huh?
Right.
I mean, you turned it down, then it came to me, and I certainly turned it down. Corby, did that run through your hands?
No, actually, this didn't pass my way.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, all right. Seemed like you'd play along.
They don't want me.
Oh, good gosh.
All right, yes, it did.
And then you turned it down, then they came to me. Corby, I know it went through your grubby little hands.
I didn't want it.
Well, he'll be there. He'll have ticket t-shirts for you to register to win, and not one, not two, but three very foxy ticket chicks as well. So go see Big Dick DART at Mockingbird Station next Tuesday from 7 until 9.
Hey, before we start the concert calendar, can I make a confession?
Uh-oh, here we go.
Yeah. I went out and bought a new CD the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm about to shock y'all on this CD. Okay. And it is great. It's one of the best CDs I've listened to in years.
Why don't you save it and bring it up for Monday? Why don't you tease us for Monday?
Yeah, let's do that. Have any of us heard it?
I bet you have. I bet you've all heard it.
Why don't you save it then? Can you do that?
Okay.
Come on, Greg. We'll do a whole segment on it.
Think?
Let's guess what it is.
Okay.
Mike?
Yeah, that's a better exciting idea. You're right. I was only kidding.
Okay.
Do you have any other confessions you want to make at this
point? Yeah, I'm gay. I eat boogers.
Oh, okay. My, Greg.
Oh, great. A homosexual booger eater.
And that wouldn't be the weirdest guy in the room.
Well, let's all roll up for the concert calendar for this week. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Necessary. Are you drinking?
Yeah, having a beer.
Give me one.
Tonight, at the Bass Performance Hall, George Jones.
I'm not going to go. Are you, Runs?
No.
Corby, you going to go?
Nope.
Danny, you going to go?
Nope.
Kevin Scott?
I hadn't planned on it.
What about you, Psycho? You going to go? Psycho, you going to go?
Psycho's not here, Greg. We have Justin on the board.
Oh, well, where'd Psycho go?
Where's Psycho?
He left early.
Why? Family emergency?
No,
is he sick like I was all week?
Nope, he left early to go see the possum.
So he left his job early to go to a concert.
Yep.
I'm Psycho Dave.
Hey, it's his hero. If he wants to see George Jones and leave a little early, let him go.
You know what? If I were him, I would have taken the whole day off.
Just started getting loaded about 10.
Yes.
Hey, Cat took the day before and after Queensryche off.
Queensryche.
Or Rubber Bullet or somebody.
At Lone Star Park, Jason Boland and the Stragglers.
Hey, this is going to be a rocking show. This is going to be a good one.
Who is that guy? Is that the guy from Jason and the Scorchers?
I believe so.
That'll be cool.
This is going to be a great show.
That'll be very cool.
You're going to love it, Rhines.
Well, everything at the park at Lone Star Park is cool.
If Lone Star Park does it, it is fabulous.
And they have
love
it.
That
don't
place.
They have it set up under the tent,
yes,
the circus like scene, and so it's a cool setting. Mm.
It's a
good
great
venue.
Place. Love Lone Star Park.
I just got a fax from Lone Star Park.
Yeah.
They wanted to let me and the P1s know that the horses officially are ready.
Oh, good.
Are they running?
Well, they're running. They're ready.
Good.
What about the fax though? What was the state of the fax? Was it good?
It was good.
I guess it was a faxing machine.
It's a good fax, Kevin.
Is it a great fax, though?
Cobra.
I'm confused.
Man, I have no idea what you're going for.
All right, Jim.
Work with me.
It's a great fax.
Oh.
Sorry.
I didn't think it was that obscure.
Sorry.
Lord.
No, my head wasn't there.
I thought you were going for the faxing machine.
That's where I was leading.
Sorry.
Anyway,
sorry.
Go to Lone Star Park and support the horses.
At Clearview, Daryl.
Daryl.
At Dan Silverleaf, James McMurtry.
Gas mask.
Yeah, he stinks.
It's a robot Corby.
Gas mask. Stinky ass.
At Hyena's Comedy Club in Fort Worth, tonight and tomorrow, Dave Little.
Oh, great. Yeah. Dave Little.
Noted comedian. Fired from every job in radio.
Noted regional comic.
Poor guy. Well, he
is
funny.
He is the nicest guy in the world, too.
Oh, he's great.
He's funny. Dave, he cracks me up. He really... He's one of the few guys who just... You just sit there and talk to him, and you laugh out loud when you talk to him.
He is funny.
Like how?
I hope you're not trying to make...
I'm not.
I mean, he is funny guy.
No, he's great.
I'm being totally serious.
I play a weekly poker game with Dave, and he has everybody on the floor rolling.
How is he?
He's good. Yep. He's a very good player. He'll take your money, Hammer.
Saturday at the Smirnoff, Pat Green.
What's that show going to be like, Mike?
Songs about sweet Georgia pines and long, lonesome highway and the Frio River and Texas.
Well, that guy has captured the imagination of every college country.
And he's probably made a small fortune doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Every small-town college guy out there.
Yep. Yep. Oh, yeah, that guy is rich beyond rich.
And they got about 8 bands on this thing.
But he hasn't sold a lot of records, has he?
Yeah.
I think he's moving
well
in that direction, yeah.
Millions?
He's playing Smirnoff and headlining it. That's not bad.
My buddy says that they'll put at least 15, 20,000 people out.
But if he goes to Oklahoma City, he draws 500.
No.
It's big not there,
just
too?
It's not just a local thing.
No, huh?
I think his last CD was pretty big nationwide.
Really? Well, then just absolutely rear back and screw me.
At the Gypsy Tea Room, Patti Smith.
Did we find out which one this is?
Is it Patti Smythe?
It's Smith.
Now, does she sing, I am the warrior?
Smythe.
From the Runaways?
Smith.
Well, what does she do?
Because the night.
Give me a little of that.
Because the night belongs to lovers. Because the night belongs to you, what? Her, him.
Yeah, that's a Charles Zampier song. Because the night belongs
to lovers.
At the Barley House, the Mumbles.
Fun
that's
band.
Tomorrow?
Yes. Naughty Baseball?
Going. Going.
Go see this. This is good.
Call me, Danny. I may go.
And it's great.
I may go.
It's old, like 70s and 80s, new wave and punk.
Yeah,
and
I hear they're good.
I talked to Barney, their guitar player, the other day.
Barney.
Yeah. He said that they've added a bunch of new material.
Good. I'm probably going to go. Call me.
All right.
At Rubber Gloves, Death Ray Davies.
Love him. Go see him, man.
It's a great live show, and you get to see Promotions' Mike Ray Davies.
That's right.
Playing through his giant orange amp.
Although it is in Denton.
At Clearview, Flicker Stick.
Give it up.
At the Granada, Velvet Revolver.
Ooh, is that the...
What night is this?
Guns N' Roses and
Saturday.
Scott Weiland?
Yep.
And it's sold out, Holmes.
Wow. Big time.
I can
sold
get a ticket.
Out.
I want to go and get a ticket.
Well, you probably can.
The Hammer.
That's right, because I'm the Hammer.
Does Texas Tickets have tickets to that? Anybody know?
They got tickets to any... They got tickets to heaven.
All right.
Sunday at the Barley House, the East Dallas Acoustic All-Stars.
Featuring?
Danny?
Doug Burr.
Danny.
The Shimmers.
Are you in it, Danny?
Salim Nirala. Lots of good bands.
You?
I believe Trey and I will do a set together. But I'm not here to promote that.
No.
You never are, because you're band Danny.
At the Smirnoff, Tina Marie, Rick James, and Morris Day and the Time.
Who's Tina Marie?
What was her big song in the 80s? Mike?
I think it was, you giving me nothing but shattered dreams.
Oh, good gosh. I've heard that a million times.
Didn't she have one cheesy hit that was on the charts for a long time in the 80s?
So Rick James will get up there and do Super Freak. And then he's got nothing.
No, he's got one more.
What does he have?
He's got Super Freak and Give It to Me, Baby.
Give It to Me, Lance.
And Mary Jane.
I love that Mary Jane.
I'm in love with Mary Jane. She is my main thing.
And then Morris Day will get up there and do...
The Bird?
Yeah. And then once he
goes... Another song I've heard a million times, bartending.
Yeah.
You guys had a bad jukebox, Greg.
Did what?
You guys had a bad jukebox then.
Big unit playing records. What do you expect? That big galunk?
Well, you called him the best DJ ever.
Wait, let's back up. What is a galunk? It's a
combo between a lunk
and a galoot.
Right.
A galunk.
And love and war in Jack Ingram.
Hey!
That's some greatness.
I saw him today in the parking garage when I was pulling in for work. And I had my window down and I heard somebody yell, Danny! I looked around, it was Jack.
Big Jack. Go see Jack.
Monday at Trees, the Decemberists, and the Long Winters.
I'm going to this show.
Monday. Why do people come play on Monday?
They're touring.
Because they can't play anytime else.
They're touring.
They're just touring?
Yeah.
Who the hell are they?
I don't know. I've heard the Long Winters. I'm going to go see them and leave.
Won't the Decemberists feel left out?
What's so great about them?
I don't know. I've heard their CD and it's okay.
Well, what's the buzz? What kind of music
are they?
I don't know anything about
the Decemberists.
Where are they from?
I don't know. I just told you I don't know anything about them.
Where are they going after this?
Okay. What else, Mike?
Wednesday at the Smirnoff Rush.
Expo.
He will be the single person there.
Ugh.
He will be sitting right in the middle of Smirnoff. Right. By himself.
Go ahead. You're going to get the email from the Rush guy. There's one guy out there who listens to this who, if you say one bad word about Rush, he crawls all up into your butt.
Expo.
What a beating of a show.
Oh, my God.
All those guitar solos.
Drum solos.
Geddy Lee's nose.
Tina Marie did Lover Girl.
That's
courtesy of the Big Unit, by the way.
Oh, did he just email you?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Gouge out my eyeball if I ever had to hear that again.
He was a good DJ.
Bad taste, good DJ.
Thursday at the Bass Performance Hall, the Doobie Brothers.
If Michael McDonald was there, count me in.
You still wouldn't go?
Yeah, I would. I would go if Michael McDonald were there. Promise you.
I might go anyway.
I'd be interested in that, too, if he were there. But he's not. And I'm not. At Rubber Gloves, River City High.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And?
At the Reconsider Lounge. Larry King's Wiener. Chinese ball sack. And would anyone like to read
go
this
ahead.
Last night?
Oh, read it.
Come on.
That middle one there?
Where's my pot?
Why don't you read it?
See, I don't care. I've given up. I don't care. I mean, I've gone to the mental jumpsuit.
Why won't you read it, Michael?
No.
Why?
Why do you keep distancing from your hazy days?
Yeah.
I know, man.
Those days were hard, man.
I didn't have any hazy days.
You guys started a revolution, man.
Yeah.
That's right.
You guys changed everything, man.
F the pigs.
That's right. We did, man. It was off the pigs, not F the pigs.
No.
I thought they were the fuzz.
Free love, man.
They were that, too. What a dumb name for cops. The fuzz.
All your Procol Harum records?
Mm-hmm.
Had only one.
At least you had him.
Just lounging around on a beanbag.
Yeah.
Looking at your buddy through the haze of smoke over the cable spool.
But you got to be careful, because you might take dope and then thinking fly and jump off a building.
No, they weren't into the hard stuff, man.
Oh, just the stuff that
makes
I was told if you take any dope, that would make you do that.
Put on a little...
Any dope
I always heard, too.
You take any, nope. and it's not dude, it's take it.
Right.
Throw on some blue cheer on the turntable.
Anytime anybody had long hair, my dad would say, I bet he takes dope.
He was probably right.
Stuff will make you feel good, man.
Well, that is the concert calendar for this week. Let's gear up for the two-minute drill right now, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. That next here on The Ticket.